message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some flounder?
No, this is what I really call a message.
Now, Gina apparently has received an email from a fan.
Yeah, here's the deal. So I'll just read it, since the subject line, though, of this email says, quote, nerd fan of sci-fi voice. I think there's really one way to read this email. Hit it, Mikey.
Hello, Gina. I'm a big fan of the show since day one. I listen to Uncle Joe every day. I commute about 600 miles a week for work, and I listen every day. I want you to know that the voice you do for the Star Wars fan, I'm guessing it's supposed to be a teen wearing a retainer, is so annoying and unfunny. It sounds so irritating that I either must mute the volume or change the station when you do it. Please stop doing it. It is so irritating. I remember the first time I heard it because I thought it was so annoying. Mark was talking about a speech he made and how people were impressed. Anyway, I'm sure I'm not the only one who thinks this. Please keep my comment in mind, coming as constructive criticism from a loving place. Thank you very much, listener Tom. Oh, P.S.
This is the best part.
P.S. Please forward me a picture from your phone. I want one of the topless photos from when you lived in Greece. Thanks!
To which I responded sarcastically, so let me get this straight. You want me to know that something that makes other listeners and my coworkers laugh irritates you, and therefore I should stop doing it, and you're asking for a topless photo? This email's a gem. And then he was like, oh, thank you very much. Like, he got really excited about it. He went on to say that, by the way, he's been coaching Andy Chanley up on things he should stop doing, and that's been going really well, he says. So, listener Tom is our new consultant.
Wow.
Got Andy to stop saying a bunch of things. Got me to stop doing this. Thank you, Tom, man.
No, sorry, Tom. Stephanie will be a part of this program for the entire run of the program. All right.